I think you see.
Yeah. I just want to talk to you about three things. Okay. If a man leaves a lot of money out in plain sight, if the door's unlocked, so he's awfully with his money.
Well, I've heard the word lenient with his money, or he's very free with his money, or he's very,
The fact that he doesn't take any precautions.
Loose.
Okay, he's not careful, he's...
careless.
Sure, that's what I was saying. See, if I have a relative, and I'm speaking of her, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of...
off.
Okay. Now, would the word queer be there? She acts kind of queer.
Queer, yes. Queer, we could use that.
To me,
it's strange.
Eccentric or strange.
Yes.
Now, to you, has that word changed its meaning over the years?
For queer?
Yeah.
Queer has, yes. Sometimes you refer to males or females, but homosexuals, they're queers.
So it would really depend on the context.
Right.
I'd say if a person makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it, no matter what, you'd say he certainly is very...
stubborn.
Sure. Okay. And somebody you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's awfully...
sensitive.
And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get...
angry or mad. Upset.
Sure. Somebody who's like that, who's about to lose his temper, and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, I just...
cool it.
Okay, or another way of putting that, just keep...
keep your temper down. Keep your...
you ever say calm?
Stay calm, yes.
And at the end of the day, if you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
An extreme case of that, I'm all
beat out.
Okay.
Run down.
For a minute, he was worn.
But
I'm all worn.
Worn out.
You ever say poop?
Yes, I've heard it used.
You might say the word
poop.
Sure. All right, talking about somebody you hear who's in the hospital, you might say, well, I saw so-and-so yesterday. He was looking pretty well. When was it he...
when did he go in the hospital?
Okay, or...
when did he become ill?
Okay, or what about something with the word sick in it? When did he...
get sick?
Sure. Okay. And if he's been working out in the hot sun, and he comes into an air-conditioned room, and his eyes and nose start running, you might say, well, it looks like he...
got too hot.
And he starts sneezing. Looks like he...
he's taking a cold.
Sure. Okay. And if it affects his voice, you say he's...
hoarse.
Sure. If he does that, he has a...
cold.
And specifically, he...
coughs.
Okay. You might say, well, I better... go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
Okay.
Drowsy.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
be fresh awake. I'm wide awake.
Okay. How would you... the process of, you know, regaining consciousness from sleep, you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Sure, that's it. Right. And talking about somebody else who's sleeping, you might say, well, so-and-so's still in the bed. You better go...
not waking, yeah.
All right, the verb take, mother might come into her son's room, look at the medicine on the table and say, why haven't you
taken?
But I already blanked the medicine.
I took the medicine?
Sure. Or you're going to have to
take some more.
Okay. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stoned.